Welcome. This is Elizabeth Jones, and here I'm going to do a tarot reading for Solar Aries, which is from March 20th until April 20th, 2023. The tarot is a wonderful symbolic and mystical reflection of the astrological and cosmic energies that stream forth from the cosmos through the planets. Each year, we arrive at four crossroads on our annual journey through the zodiac, the two equinoxes and the two solstices, which is when the sun changes from mutable to cardinal signs, ushering in a new season. Each of these represents a time of transition and of opportunity. I see them as check-in points through the year. Of these four, the Aries equinox in March is the most significant since it is the beginning of the new zodiac year and thus begins a new solar cycle. Through the centuries, these have been significant and special times of year. Now, in the unique times we are in, I feel they are especially significant for several reasons, one being that they offer you a chance to more consciously connect with the cosmic agendas and celestial energy streaming forth. Upon doing so, will allow you to shift your focus as needed and set intentions that realign you with your personal path and soul's purpose in the coming 3 months. During these four events through the year, there will be portals open to higher realms where possibilities can enter your field of awareness, enabling you to connect with your greater potential. In this reading, we will explore what the tarot has to say about what is to come for you in this quarter. I also wanted to mention before I share the first card is that I create these readings relevant so that they're relevant to the time that we're in, and I do not pull the cards until minutes before we start, so it's always a surprise for me to see what comes up. So the first question, what card represents my soul path? Your soul path in the coming 3 months. And I got the Two of Swords, which is interesting because I talk about on the PDF for the astrological portion of the Star Beacon for the month. I talk about polarities, especially as it relates to the time of the full moon, which I think is on the 5th of April, and how we are in a time of extremes, just so in so many ways. It just seems as though there's a lot of discrepancies and polarities, and it's hard to find a sense of wholeness. It's hard to feel cohesive, which is interesting because one of the cards that I turned over is very much about that, and we'll get to that in a moment. But when the question is, what card represents my soul path during this 3 months, it is saying it's a time to establish balance, to re-establish a sense of harmony and balance. So one of the things I want to encourage you to do is to read the PDF for the full moon, because I got some good information, some interesting information about this very topic, and it was as relevant to me as it hopefully will be to others. But the Two of Swords says, even if there are two truths, even if there are two sides, that the interior, the internal balance can occur by going within and seeking a sense of balance within. And the two swords each represent a truth or a reality. Like I said, they each represent something, but especially in this Aquarian deck, there's an interesting thing about this card that I haven't seen in another deck, but I admittedly, there are so many that there's many that I haven't seen. But the illustrator of this deck and the creator of this deck did this very intentionally, and that is that each sword that the woman in the image is seeking to balance has a different hilt, meaning it's a different weight. They're not the same. They are different. So it really points to the fact that, yes, even things that don't weigh out as the same from appearances or at first glance, they really can still be balanced. And the reason why the balancing within is indicated in this card is that the woman has a blindfold on. And there are other cards where someone has a blindfold on. The Eight of Swords, the Page of Pentacles doesn't have a blindfold on, but his hat is over his... and not the Page of Pentacles, the Page of Rods, is over his eyes, meaning he can't see. And the cards that have those kinds of images are always about, you're not going to get the answer on the outside. This is an internal process. So what does that say? Well, you know, we think, and this is certainly true for me, that if things are just a certain way, or if they would just change even a little to some degrees on the external, then I'll know a sense of internal harmony and peace and balance and order. That's not true, and that's certainly not true during this particular time. I mean, there really is so much externally going on that can throw us out of balance, whether it's extreme weather or politics or what's going on in the financial world or in the housing. I mean, there's just so many ways that we can get thrown off. So it's important during this time, it's very much important to seek that inner balance. And not only is it important, but when the card comes up, it says it's possible. So I want to go to the next two cards because they also speak to this. And the question is, what's most important for me to focus on internally, on the inner, or what I call in our vertical life, the life that seeks to raise our frequency and our vibration? And I got the Six of Rods. And then I also did externally, what's most important to focus on externally. And I got in our outer life and what I call our horizontal life. And I got the Page of Cups. So the Six of Swords, I thought about this for a few moments before I started recording because that's a curious card. At first I thought they were backwards, like maybe I pulled them out backwards and, you know, that they want that the Six of Rods was for the external. But then I thought, no, it isn't. It is for the internal. This is the card of certain success. This is the card that assumes that something will succeed, that there is a feeling of almost kind of pride in that, and I mean that in the best sense of the word, that there's assuredness. So what to focus on internally in our spiritual life is saying, this really is making a difference. There will be, we'll say, reward of some kind, whether it's finding that internal balance point that gives us a sense of peace and harmony, or is it in some other way? So let's say that you've been doing a spiritual practice for a while, you know, some kind of meditation technique or yoga practice or some other, and it hasn't felt like there was particularly much movement. There wasn't really a sense of shift or change or growth or evolution in that process. This card is suggesting that could change this quarter. There's a whole new kind of energy coming in the next month, starting actually last month with Saturn entering Pisces, but definitely at this equinox. It's an exceptional equinox, meaning the few days right around it, right before and right after. It's a very interesting, dynamic, intriguing time from an astrological viewpoint, which I discuss on the other, on the PDF. So it would suggest to me, getting the Six of Rods here, that there will be success in some way. And success isn't quite the right word. There will be a sense of fulfillment. There will be a sense of movement of, like I said, evolution of some kind. There'll be progress on the internal. There'll be a shift that will take you to a different place. I started to say mindset, and that could be a part of it, but it will feel different. And there's an image of these cards on the website where you're, you know, listening to this, or perhaps you downloaded it. But there is an image, and when you look at this card, the Six of Rods in this particular deck, the Aquarian deck, there's a sense of real, like I said, sort of pride, or maybe accomplishment is another word. So there's movement here, and there's movement in the direction of evolution. The card that's the other card, which is what's most important to focus on. Just a second, I want to say one more thing about that card. I think the reason it came up here, it wants us to like own that there is progress, that we are making progress, that you are making progress in your growth, in your path of enlightenment, how whatever you want to call it. That there's movement even when we can't always see it. It's kind of like a message of carry on, you know, keep going. It's making a difference. Now, back to the second one. What's most important to focus on externally is the Page of Cups. This is the most innocent card in the deck. This is the card that says just keep, stay in awe as much as possible, even if you can only feel that for 5 minutes a day. It's important to see the wonder and the beauty and, you know, the changing of this particular season, which is winter to spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and of course, summer to autumn in the southern. I've always loved the equinox, what's going on, and the external world, because they're both such beautiful times. So in nature. And so this is saying, let yourself experience these changes that are upon us at this time of year in a way that's childlike, that's innocent, that's open, that's unassuming. And again, you know, it's hard to maintain that space unless you're two or three, but it's hard to kind of stay there. I mean, it's just the nature of life, but it's not that hard to get back there. And this particular card is saying that this is very important during this time. And it could be because there are other indications in the world at large that things are, you know, pretty tumultuous, pretty chaotic. And so we need that. It's like going to the spring and drinking water. It's going to the source. And it's most likely going to be easiest for most of us to find this in nature. Sunrise, sunset, watching the moon. You know, or of course it can be found in other, I guess, situations, but it's to make that effort. It came up, I pay so much attention to the question, as you know, if you've been listening to me for a while. And so what is most important for you to focus on externally in your world, out in your, you know, horizontal life? And it's saying, find those times during the day that you can be childlike, that you can be, you know, it can be laughing, dancing, music, beauty, nature, spending time with young children, anything. That's what's most important. I think it's because of that sense of returning to spring, to the spring water. We need that right now. So the next question, what greater potential is possible for me during this quarter, and especially that I may not be aware of consciously or aware of at this time? And I got the Four of Rods. I've said this before, and I'll say it now, that my tarot teacher, who was also a dear friend of many years, always said that the Four of Rods is the most positive card in the minor arcana, that there's no real reverse meaning. And this is the card of union and of unity. And it's a card of coming together to celebrate. It's a card of some decks show, and not this one, not the Aquarian, but like the Hanson Roberts that I also use, suggests some kind of a wedding or ceremony. Then there's flowers across the rods. And it's a time of entering that passing that threshold. It's an interesting image because there's two rods holding up flowers or lights or whatever your deck shows. And you're crossing it. You're entering it. You know, I've never said that about the Four of Rods, but it's absolutely true. We're crossing a threshold into a new place. Now, the question is about your greater potential. I'm going to reread it because it helps me too. What greater potential is possible for you during this time, and especially that you may not be aware of, and that is crossing thresholds that bring you to a place that is more celebratory, that is a, you know, there again, it kind of resonates with the Six of Rods. There's a sense of movement that is positive. But this card is suggesting that the potential comes from crossing a threshold. And this is a time of thresholds and crossroads and arriving at them. So there again, you know, take time to celebrate accomplishment, but the potential piece of it, because this is such a positive card, also is suggesting that it comes through union and it comes through coming together. And this is the second time that this idea of coming together, of marrying, it can be of marrying the lower self with a higher self, or having this feeling of union with the divine within. And it can be external, it can be both. So the potential is for union. The potential is for actually crossing thresholds that take you to a different place, a different mindset, attitude, approach, direction. So these are all ideas to consider when you're thinking of greater potential that's available to you this lifetime that you may not be aware of. What could you do that would take you to those places? And because it's potential, it's something that could arise that you're not aware of, and that to consider, because let's say that you get a new client that takes you to sort of another field of your business, or a job opportunity, or a new friendship developing. It will come to you as a possibility. That's how potential generally works. It's not around you at this time. It's something that wants to unfold for you, emerge during this time. So consider things that are new, that are arriving into your, you know, field of activity, into your life. For me, I have just found a new church that I'm really interested in. And it has all kinds of potential for me, the classes that they offer and the events that they do. And it's very new thought, which is always my particular genre of church, unity and the others. So just saying that would be an example, perhaps, that's like loaded with potential and possibility. And what do I have to do? I have to engage it. I have to go there. I have to meet people. I have to try the classes. So that's kind of a simple example of what is possible this quarter. but it's very relevant. It's about unity and coming into a situation that is worthy of celebration, community. I mean, community is so up this quarter, and with Pluto entering Aquarius for several weeks, and I talk about that on the PDF, and we'll be talking about it, as will most astrologers, for off and on for a long time, because it's such a big shift. But Aquarius is the sign of community. So Pluto is saying, dig deep, go deeper with the communities that are around you. Let them transform you. That's part of what Pluto is about. Let them open you to something deeper and meaningful. So that's another way of looking at this. So love this here. So three more cards come up in this reading. I turned over three more cards, and all three of them are major arcana cards. So that is always significant. That always suggests that whatever the question, whatever whatever they're touching on, that question, there's sort of this touch of this higher cosmic force when the majors come up. So the next question is, what message does Spirit have for me as I enter this new season? And I got the Sun. We got the Sun. This is the card of wholeness, of warmth, and of revitalization, rejuvenation of some kind. This is a time to let yourself shine. What message does Spirit have for you? It's I don't think a better card could be here. It's saying there's something happening. And, you know, when I'm putting all these pieces together, because I don't get all the information just by turning over the cards, it's as I start talking and getting insights as I go. But this card is really suggesting that this is a time to embrace a sense of healing and wholeness and unity and celebration. I mean, the Sun is very much about that. So what message does Spirit have? It's saying these are things that are Spirit, they're gifts. Spending time in the Sun would be one way to just really soak that in. There's lots of Sun exercises that from the different traditions of yoga and Tai Chi and some others, and this is celebrating the giver of life itself, and to connect with it. That's part of what the Four of Rods is saying. That's part of what the Page of Cups is saying. Connect with life, the life force, vitality, the life force. We're in Aries. Aries, esoterically, spiritually, rules the life force. And so this is saying, welcome it. Ask. If you don't know what that means for you, ask. Ask for signs. You might find it in a book that you open next, or a song that you hear, or a dream that you have, or a message that you get. The life force is stronger right now. And that doesn't surprise me with the things that are going on astrologically. I keep saying, using the term, new waves of energy hitting the planet. These are very strong. And they are about really connecting us with this presence of life itself. A message from Spirit. Be on the lookout. Engage it when you see it. This is a very optimistic card to have here. The next card is, what gift from Spirit will I receive in this season? So I got the Judgment card, which is interesting because the Sun is number 19 and Judgment's number 20. When we consciously choose, in whatever way, whether it's, you know, going to classes or starting a yoga class or making friends, you know, whatever we do, when we engage the life force, which is what the Page of Cups is very much about. Externally, it's saying engage just life itself. It changes us. It transforms us. And so what gift from Spirit? That's what the Judgment card is. It's waking up to something new, vital, different, something that is evolutionary in nature. It takes us from one place to another, just like the threshold in the Four of Rods. Now, I want to speak here for a moment to the turmoil, because it is very strong. I mean, I have friends all over California that are dealing with the weather this year, and as much as we need the rain. And there's other parts of the country that have had exceptional, extreme weather events. And there's other things. Of course there are, you know, there's all sorts of other things. The politics and so on. All of this is talking about something that is within our grasp. This is saying, move yourself into a place that has this frequency of wholeness, unity, and at times celebration and success. This is the crossing of the threshold. I think that card may be the most important card here. Just to reread that, what greater potential is possible? Because it does suggest crossing a threshold. It does suggest moving from one place to another in our immediate life, in our daily life, in our hourly life. Choose to engage life. And that requires crossing the threshold. What does Spirit say will be a gift? Transformation, changing. One of the things that comes up for me, I'm just also thinking in my own life, is if there has been a place that has been stagnant or something's been withheld or delayed, and I know I can think of a few friends and people that are dealing with that particular thing in some way or another, this is saying these things could change. Now, I'm not suggesting that everything is rosy by any stretch. I'm saying that there is an opportunity during this quarter that absolutely is initiated and activated around the equinox, around the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. During those 4, 5, 6 days, there's this, it's like a gate opening, the portal that is going to be available. And the Judgment card as the gift is very profound, because it is the gift that changes us at a level that we don't go back to. The card itself is one of the two archangels in the deck. The other one is the last card, I might add. This one is Archangel Gabriel. And the story is Archangel Gabriel's blowing his horn, and there's people that are sleeping, and you can't not wake up if a horn is blowing in your room. It's about waking up. It's about waking up to something new. Something, I'll say, better. That's not quite the right word. So Archangel Gabriel is here to transform us through awakening in some way. The thing about the horn that's fascinating is, I mean, there's a lot of symbolism there, is that this is from the angelic realm. This is an angel. This isn't a neighbor blowing a horn. This is an angel. And to me, that feels so sweet, even though they're blaring this horn. So what is the gift? This is the higher realm, in this case the angelic realm, offering us an opportunity for some kind of significant awakening. And the saying goes with this card that once you wake, you can never go back to sleep. So it's, I mean, you can try, we can try to forget, but it's there. It's already some aspect of our nature. So it's a time to know that the heavens, the higher realms, spirit is involved in this time. In a way, like I said, these are cosmic energies being ushered in from the higher realms. And it's bringing these opportunities to cross thresholds and of some kind. Maybe for some people, there may be many. For others, there may be one or two that's really significant. For others, it may be something subtle, but that over time has significance and really makes a difference. The final is what I'm calling the key factor for this reading. And yes, for this quarter. What is the key factor? And I got Temperance. This is Archangel Michael. So there's only two archangels in the tarot. And we got both of them. So there again, it reinforces this idea that the angelic realm is really watching closely. The angelic realm is descending further into this realm during this time and is available to us. The key factor, this is the card I've always had trouble with the name Temperance. I don't know, trouble, but it's never really quite made sense to me. And so I've studied the card and read different takes on it and so on. And the one that I really like is that it's about coalescing. It's about merging, bringing things together. Wholeness and unity. But it's especially relevant from the viewpoint of this idea of merging. Merging different parts of yourself. Merging different polarities, which we discussed at the beginning. I said there was another card that suggested wholeness, and this is it. So awakening and coming together and celebration and is, again, I have to be true to my more practical side, this is certainly not saying that everything is going to be rosy. It's saying there's potential for shifts for this idea of crossing thresholds. There's this potential for unity and wholeness. And I think that it's so important to remember that these are things that we need to cross the threshold. Once we do, there's this angelic presence available to us. There's unity. There's celebration. And the degree, is it a 1 on a 10 scale or is it an 11? I don't know. I don't think that's, you know, it's hard for us not to judge success or reward by something like that, you know. Oh, I made an extra $100. Oh, I made an extra $1,000. You know, it's like better. The point is that this isn't that. This isn't that kind of a scale. This is about growth and evolution and movement. So, I really love this reading personally because I always feel that the messages are for me as well. And it, for me personally, it kind of shifts my awareness to, oh, the growth that I'm seeking, the changes are really possible. There's all this indications, there's all this messages that suggest it, and there's help from the sun and temperance and judgment. It can change. Things can change for us. So, take the Page of Cups to heart and be willing to be open and innocent and not knowing and trusting and having faith. Those are two qualities that are very much associated with the Page of Cups. And one more comment about the Six of Rods, as going back to what's most important to focus on internally, is believing that success is at hand. Focus on that. There's a saying, a quote, what you can't conceive of, you can't create. Now, I don't know if I totally believe that, but I think there's some truth in that. And at times, I think it's very true. This is saying, believe it, that, you know, taking that step over the threshold will actually make a difference. One more comment about that. No matter how many times you've crossed that particular threshold, this time, there's this sense of success, accomplishment, fulfillment. So, I sometimes say, I'd really like to hear your comments on this, and sometimes I don't. But this time I'm going to say, I'd really like to hear your comments on this reading. And it's, you know, does it resonate with you, or do you have any feedback about that? So, yep, this is a pretty dynamic quarter that we're heading into. And I lastly want to encourage you to, if you don't always, to read the PDF. So I think that that'll help to fill in some of the things that I'm saying. So sending you, as always, light and blessings through this time.